Welcome. This is a special edition broadcast of the Coffee House Junkie audio podcast. During the Advent season, the Coffee Den has been, should we say, closed while we kind of focus on some readings for the Advent season. In this special Advent episode, poems by G.K. Chesterton by Oscar Romero, as well as a selection from the Book of Common Prayer, will be read. Also, a big thank you to special guests Folk Angel. The House of Christmas by G.K. Chesterton. There fared a mother driven forth out of an inn to roam in the place where she was homeless. All men are at home. The crazy stable close at hand with shaking timber and shifting sand grew a stronger thing to abide and stand than the square stones of Rome. For men are homesick in their homes and strangers under the sun, and they lay on their heads in a foreign land whenever the day is done. Here we have battle and blazing eyes and chance and honor and high surprise, but our homes are under miraculous skies where the Yule tale was begun. A child in a fowl stable where the beasts fed and foam, only where he was homeless. Are you and I at home? We have hands that fashion and heads that know, but our hearts we lost. How long ago? In a place no chart nor ship can show under the sky's dome. This world is wild as an old wives' tale, and strange the plain things are. The earth is enough, and the air is enough, for our wonder and our war. But our rest is as far as the firedrake swings, and our peace is put in impossible things where clashed and thundered unthinkable wings round an incredible star. To an open house in the evening home shall men come. To an older place in Eden and a taller town than Rome. To the end of the way of the wandering star. To the things that cannot be and that are. To the place where God was homeless and all men are at home. The God We Hardly Knew by Oscar Romero. No one can celebrate a genuine Christmas without being truly poor. The self-sufficient, the proud, those who, because they have everything, look down on others. Those who have no need even of God, for them there will be no Christmas. Only the poor, the hungry, those who need someone to come on their behalf, will have that someone. That someone is God, Emmanuel, God with us. Without poverty of spirit, there can be no abundance of God. From the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect, often read on the third Sunday of Advent. O Lord Jesus Christ, who at thy first coming didst send thy messenger to prepare thy way before thee, grant that the ministers and stewards of thy mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready thy way, by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at thy second coming to judge the world, we may be found an acceptable people in thy sight, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Spirit ever, one God, world without end. Amen. From the Epistle to the Corinthians. Let a man so account of us, as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet I am not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. From the Gospel of St. Matthew. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. And he said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and saith unto them, Go, and show John again those things which we do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send a messenger from thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
A little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
This concludes the special edition of the Coffee House Junkie audio podcast. For more information about this Advent series, visit coffeehousejunkie.net.